Welcome to this podcast for Greylight Projects Radio Lima. Today I'm gonna have a conversation with Ali Glover from out of his studio at Greylight Projects. The studio space that he has used for the past months when he was working here as a guest artist. Ali was invited to work in Heerlen for 3 months on a new piece for the Performing Landscapes Festival in Liège on the 7th of September. He had to go back a bit earlier to London, where he is working with two befriended artists on a collective project. A project that will be shown in a gallery in the beginning of August. This is why I'm sitting in his studio in Heerlen and he is sitting somewhere in London. Ali was selected through an open call with a proposal for the Performing Landscapes Festival, a festival that takes every year place in the region, consisting a part of Germany, Belgium and the Netherlands. This year, the festival will take place in Liège and is hosted by Art au Centre, an organization of artistic projects in public space based in Liège. Ali, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. I've gone straight back into the just full hustle and bustle of London life, and it's just been quite chaotic with the collective work recently, but other than that, I'm all good.
So you're a few weeks back in London. How do you look back on your stay in Heerlen working on the project for Liège?
It was much calmer, that's for sure. I think it was a really good moment of reflection, actually. Even with working on the project for Liège, in Heerlen was just a really nice moment to just think about my practice in a broader context. It gave me a lot of time to kind of not hide away from certain questions and just be able to push that through with this project as well and just think about it in a wider context.
Because you were quite influenced by the elements of Liège or so, but are there other things that influenced you or that you thought were remarkable about the region?
Well, what I really enjoyed about my time in specifically maybe in Heerlen was actually this idea of I guess travel, or I don't know how to frame it exactly, but so this idea of just being able to cross borders so willingly or freely, and people having lives in three different countries, and just it's very easily accessible and something you do, because you're obviously at such a pinnacle point between the two countries of Belgium and Netherlands and Germany, it's so easy just to have access to all of that, and just it's something I guess maybe is similar in terms of Wales and Scotland here, but say even traveling with you that day, we just went to Belgium for the day just to see a gallery and see the dam, and then just be able to, you could live in Liège and have a studio in Maastricht and work in Aachen. That idea of just kind of limited borders, or not even limited borders, but just being able to travel through that freely, I thought was really exceptional.
Yeah, that's really nice. But are there also elements that you from this region or something that you remarked that you used in your sound piece?
Yeah, so I guess the whole basis of the sound piece actually comes from the marching bands, essentially. So I've taken moments of these marching bands that I've, one was from Maastricht, one was from Liège, and they're military marching bands, so they're a rearticulation and heavily edited versions of those. And basically what I was interested in with that in terms of in respect to the rest of the work, or my starting point, was with their history, they're one of being military order, coercing bodies in the line with the drum. And I wanted to think about that in terms of how ambience and rhythm is portrayed through the city. So these themes keep coming up within my work, and how you know, they're, it's kind of like how the urban fabric presents itself and how those layers shift, multiply or recede over time within its articulation. So from that, you know, there's something that happens quite a lot in that region. And I wanted to think about then, like, how a march has changed as well. So, and also ideas of walking within that.
But that's also something that goes well with, like, your setup in Liège. It will be quite a spatial setup that you can travel on the site, which is also like what the marching band is also doing. It's moving around, but now the audience is moving around. It's also, maybe it's like your sound piece is also made to travel or to move around, if it's physical or mental.
Yeah, exactly. I think so, yeah. And that's something that I'm very interested in. It was always a discussion of how would the sound be presented? Would it be presented as, say, like in the context of the Open Studios, where it is more of a listening room, when it's an actual piece? For me, what's really important is this idea of the everyday and the passing through and ideas of background noise that kind of just seep into your own, like, subconscious. So it is just something you're walking through. It is a traveling piece. It's very it doesn't really have a set state in a way.
I also can imagine it really well as, like, on your headphones when you walk through or the city or, I don't know, somewhere, as a kind of background soundscape.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to see. We have to try all the different variations, the listening room, the installation at Performing Landscapes Festival, and later on Radio Lima, on your headphones, you can listen back. So it's, then we can broadcast it globally. Exactly. Well, Ali, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
We are looking forward to the final version, to hear it in Liège. We will see each other then again. And I wish you all the good luck also with the preparation of your collaborative projects, because you will be busy next week's month, because you will have a show in London end of August, I understood.
Yeah, so we've got a show actually at the beginning of August, so it's coming up quite soon, but it'll be fine. We always make it. It's part of the practice is the chaos.
Well, thank you, and see you in Liège.
But yeah, thank you so much for having me, and the residency was, yeah, it was really great. Thank you.